Track 22. Previews and reviews. Video games.
So, we've got to write this article on the benefits and problems of video games for next Tuesday.
Yeah, not much time. Did you read those articles I gave you?
Yes. So we just need to organise our ideas ready for writing.
Shall we do it as an argumentative essay, discussing the pros and cons? Lots of teenagers are asked to write those types of essays at school.
Okay, good idea. An argumentative essay, is that right? Let's start with an opening paragraph explaining the topic. For example, what gaming is, which games are popular with boys or girls, and the increase of gaming as a pastime or hobby.
Yeah, that's a good general opening. Then we need to explain that we'll look at the positive and negative sides of the trend. Let's begin by introducing the benefits.
Okay, so firstly we can say games are fun and entertaining. When you play and win a game, you feel rewarded or get a sense of satisfaction. In my opinion, they're relaxing too.
Well, yes, that's okay. But what about the negatives? I think some people play too much and become addicted to the computer games because they want to keep practicing to get better and better. I don't think video games are good for you.
But I think they're good because repeating all the moves and actions could help to improve your concentration and goal-setting skills. I also heard that another positive point is playing games helps your hand-eye coordination.
Yes, but what happens when you lose control of how often you play and have to play all the time? That could be a real problem, couldn't it?
Don't you think that only happens to a small proportion of people? I don't agree with you that it's a really big problem. I think you're focusing too much on the negatives. Surely there are some benefits to playing computer games.
I suppose so.
And people who find it hard to express themselves can do so online. Online forums have the benefit of actually helping people to express their views and engage with others more meaningfully.
I really don't see that as a good thing. We need face-to-face contact with other human beings. We should discuss our opinions with our friends, not some anonymous person on a computer.
No, I still think there are many plus points to computer games. I read an article about students in hospital with serious illnesses who were given video consoles to play, and they not only had an extended concentration span, but also needed less pain relief after playing. It also acted as a kind of physical therapy for children with arm or hand injuries. Surely you can't disagree with me about that. It's an extremely positive effect of gaming.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't really argue with that point. However, there's one final point I want to make about the subject. I read that because so many boys play combat and first-person shooter games, that this develops a taste for violence in them. They become more aggressive.
Really? I think that's taking it a bit far.
Well, lots of people say it teaches teenagers the wrong values.
But what about the games that have strong female and male characters and require collaboration and creativity to win? There are plenty of strategy games around. Don't they teach good values?
I suppose they're closer to reality, yes, but I don't think teenagers usually go for those genres. They prefer shooting games or Sims.
I still think there are two sides to this argument, though. Your points arguing against computer games are valid, but there are still many positives.
Yes, you're right. We need to present a balanced argument showing both the advantages and disadvantages. So, to summarise, We'll do a general introduction, then discuss the benefits, followed by the negative points, and try to show the pros and cons of the subject. Have I missed anything?
No, I don't think so. Shall we start writing some notes?